So my last question for you, as you're talking about investment, is an easy one. Why should people invest in seeing this show on September 28th with you guys?
We have announced 5 matches at this point, and any one of those 5 matches could be the main event. Any one of those 5 matches could headline any independent show anywhere. We have talent from all across the board, TV, non-TV, biggest indies, smaller indies. You should invest in a Battle Club show, specifically this Battle Club show, because it's always equal across the board. You come into a Battle Club show, you feel like you're home. It's very inviting. We're warm. We're friendly. You're going to get the best wrestling available to you, regardless of what's going on anywhere else. September 28th is a massive day for pro wrestling all over the Northeast. And the show that kicks off that huge day of wrestling is Battle Club Pro. Tessa Blanchard, Anthony Bowens, Matt McIntosh, Shotzi Blackheart, Darius Carter, Jordan Grace, Casey Navarro, Diamante, the Sea Stars versus LAX in one of their probably last appearances on the open market for independent pro wrestling. We'll have Big Swole, we'll have High End, the Ugly Ducklings are coming back, Skyler's debuting. The talent is infinite and endless, and you get that right there. If you've been to a Battle Club show, you know how accessible they all are, how friendly we all are, how inviting we all are. You have everything you want at a professional, mainstream level wrestling show, but it's intimate, and you feel like this is not just a show I'm purchasing. This is legit something I'm invested in and I can be part of. We have this huge title rematch, the last time they'll ever face each other. Harlow O'Hara versus Tasha Steelz for the Icons title. The Icons Championship is the first championship that was ever in Battle Club. We crowned a woman, and now these two are going back and forth. Conversely, the first ever Battle Club Icons champion, Jordan Grace, will be at the show. She's entitled to a rematch. Like, there's so many volatile things. There's so many things going on. It's like reading a good book where you know the main plot of the story, but there's so many subplots that you're invested in that you can't stop reading it. It's like a George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones kind of things. Like, hey, this is a thing. Oh, snap, that's a thing. And for the price you're paying, you're getting all that and more. We're welcoming. We love all our fans. We're nowhere with all our fans. And I feel like this is more than just a show. It's a community. And you need to invest in it because, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to give you everything I got. And I feel like the performers do the same.